Okay, last time we spoke about the mitzvah of hocheach tochiach, the mitzvah to rebuke, and tonight we're going to speak about the art of rebuking, of how one is mekayim this mitzvah. We discussed last time there was a Gemara Maseches Erech in Daf Tazayin that tells us that Rabbi Tarfon wondered if there was anyone b'dor hazeh that's mekabel tochacha, if there's anyone that's still alive in this generation that knows how to be mekabel tochacha. So the Gemara's response is, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, what do you mean if anyone could be mekabel? I wonder if there's anyone in our dar who knows how to be mochiach, who knows how to give tochacha. So on the one hand, we saw it's a very challenging thing, it's not an easy thing to do. On the other hand, we also know that if there's a mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah is eternal, and this mitzvah is something that's supposed to be practiced throughout all generations. We assume HaKadosh Baruch Hu probably gave us the wherewithal and the ability to be able to practice this mitzvah. So in this Sefer, Alichas Ben Lechavero, he has some helpful tips in terms of how to practice this mitzvah effectively. So we're going to go through his six or seven, eight maybe, ideas and helpful tips on how to fulfill the mitzvah appropriately. First of all, he says the first most important thing is that a person has to know who he is talking to, what kind of personality he is, if he's hot-tempered, if he's patient, if he's willing to change, if he's someone who's eager to hear new ideas, if he's an intellectual, if he's more of an emotional type of person. Just know who you're talking to, know what you can appeal to when you speak to the other person. Second point is, and this is the most fundamental point of the entire thing, is that the most effective form of tochacha is Hadugma ha'ishit, personal example. The most effective form of tochacha, we have a mitzvah to be machiach our children, and the mitzvah to be machiach our children is much more effectively done with action than it is with words. If a parent davens properly, and he doesn't speak during davening, and he shows that he has proper kavana during davening, so the child knows what to look up to, the child knows what to imitate, what to mimic. If a mother is makbid on Netilas Yadayim and Birchas HaMazon, and word for word, and says everything clearly, so she doesn't have to scream at her kid's bench, the kid will see that's how you bench, that you bench like the mother benches, that you bench like the parents bench. So that is... that is always the most effective way of tochacha when possible. The third rule in tochacha is that it's very important to speak softly and to have the person know, not always by saying it, sometimes by implying it and by knowing how to express this message in a variety of ways, that you are doing this for their benefit, not for your benefit. Not because you enjoy telling people when they're doing something wrong. You're doing this because you love them and you want what's best for them. That is the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav Halacha Vav. The Rambam says this explicitly, that you need to say things in a way that's going to be heard, and therefore you need to speak very softly. In this Sefer, he quotes from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in the name of the Gra, that if a person has a very naturally loud and intimidating voice, he's pater milahochiach ba'atzmo. If you see someone doing something wrong, just don't be mochiach, have someone else go over and do it. Unbelievable, no? If a person has, as he says here, bas o baritone. If a person has a voice that has just a deep voice, that's just scary, if you're James Earl Jones, you are pater from being mochiach. If you simply don't have the mitzvah of tocha, unbelievable. I remember when I was in Yeshiva University, and I was my early missions year, so I spent some time in the Beis Medrash, and Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn, Shlita, noticed me after a while, and he came over to invite me to his house for a meal. The man is probably the biggest tzaddik any of you will ever be zocha to meet, or right up there among the bigger tzaddikim. And he said, he invited me to his house. He was so nice, and he said, I don't know why people are intimidated. And I was like, I was so scared. And he said, now he's such a big tzaddik, but if you're just you have a tendency to be scary, so then it's probably best not to be mochiach. The fourth rule in tocha is it's aser to be mochiach when other people are around and you're going to embarrass the person. That's perhaps the definition of losisa levchet, at least that's how the Rambam understands, that to embarrass the person unnecessarily is absolutely an avera. However, if it's an avera shabagaloi and it's going to be chil Hashem, if you don't say something, so then the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim Sim Tav Reish Ches certainly seems to imply that you have to be mochiach in that situation. But in typical circumstance, you don't do it b'fnei am ve'eda. Whenever you want to be mochiach somebody else, even if you think that there's not going to be any chance that the person's going, there's very small chance the person's going to listen to you, it is still a mitzvah to do some form of tocha. It's just that you have to plan it out appropriately. He suggests over here, sometimes it's best not through a conversation. Email an article about a topic, you know, I thought you might find this interesting, maybe we should discuss later, or something like that. Something of that nature, a photocopy from a sefer that you slip on the guy's shtender or something. I don't know, something that that is a little maybe less threatening than necessarily a direct conversation. Sometimes a message can be gotten. He quotes here a story from Rav Chaim Ephraim Zaitchik, who was from the Gedolei HaMusar. He says, going to Rav Chaim Ephraim Zaitchik, the Talmidim were at his house one Purim delivering Mishloach Manos, and they heard him on the phone, and he kept on saying, "I'm sorry, I can't hear you. The line, you're breaking up. The line is, there's problems with the line. I'm not hearing you." And he just kept on saying that over and over again. And after he hung up the phone, the Talmidim said, "We could pay for your phone to get fixed." He said, "No, the line was fine. It's just every time the guy wanted to speak Lashon Hara or Rechilus, so I would say that." And ultimately, he gets the hint. Ultimately, so you don't have to be mochiach in that way. Be mochiach in a more humorous way. Ultimately, the person will get the hint. It's also the tochacha is not a mitzvah that has to be done all at one time. You could divide it up. I guess this is number six we're up to now. You could divide it up into piecemeal. You know, you could do a little bit at a time. That's what they say. The remez is hocheach tochiach afilu mea pa'amim, Chazal say. You have to be mochiach even 100 times, because sometimes you can't do it all at once. You need to split the message into 100 smaller messages before the message is properly received. It's like a medication. Tochach is compared by Chazal to a medication, by the Pasuk in Mishlei. Ki chayim him motzeim l'chol b'sar merape. It's merape the basar. So just like a refuah doesn't happen all at once, refuah happens little bit by little bit. So to tochacha should be the same way. Number seven, the seventh etza in how to be mochiach properly, is they quote from the Chafetz Chaim that to have a conversation where the person helps you solve a problem. It's the old nasna navi trick. The person's not passing on themselves. There's a problem that has to be solved. There is there's an issue of lashon hara out in the world. How are we going to solve the lashon hara problem? I want to get an etza. So just get the person talking about the topic, not about themselves, not talking about their own. They don't have the problem as far as they know. They're just talking about the topic. The more all studies show, the more Rabbi Kamenetsky always likes to say, the more a topic is spoken about, even if it's spoken about ineffectively, it's not spoken about in the best possible way, it's just at the center of your attention, the better chance you have of defeating that problem, of overcoming that problem, just by bringing it to their attention. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim used to do. He would bring a group of Talmidim together and say, I'm having trouble having kavana in my tefillah. What do you think the nekudos are with kavanas and tefillah that cause us difficulties, and how do we rise to those challenges? And changed everyone's tefillah, anyone who was in the group. He wasn't necessarily trying to be mochiach them directly, but it certainly worked that way. So that's certainly a key method of hashpa'a. The eighth etza is and I guess this will be the final one, that it's often best not to be mochiach immediately. When you're mochiach immediately, very often you're doing it out of emotion, not out of not well thought out, not with a plan. And when you do it out of emotion, very often you're angry. The person's going to receive it in anger. It's very often best to sleep on it, think about it, think about the best way to approach it. He quotes here three exceptions to that rule. One exception to that rule is when there's going to be a pegia b'kvot shemayim, when it's going to be a clear bizayon ta'kodesh baruch hu to wait. That if it's going to give an impression that shtika koda, that you were there. If you're, you're in a shul and someone says something, it's abi kursus or scream, something terrible in b'feyam ve'eda, and you just let it go, and you're a person who's in a position to not let it go. So then it's that would be a terrible chilul Hashem. So then you can't just let it go. You have to respond immediately. But typically, with most averos, it's much better to wait. The second exception of when it's not better to wait, when it's going to be a pegiah in the kavod of Talmidei Chachamim, morim ahorim, or rebbeim, or your parents. Someone does something to embarrass your parent, that you don't have to let go. You're allowed to emotionally respond right away to defend the honor of your parents and Talmidei Chachamim as well. And the third exception that he has is when the avera is about to be done and hasn't been done yet. If you have the ability through your tochacha to save the person from the avera, so it's lo gara from saving physical damage. If something is about to hurt him, you're supposed to save him from getting hurt physically. So if something is about to hurt him spiritually, you're is supposed to try to save him from the spiritual damage, if you could actually make, you know, stop it from happening. So those are the three exceptions, but typically it's always better to wait. So those are some etzas. Again, this is not an all-encompassing discussion. Some basic etzas on how to be mekayim this mitzvah midareisa.